develop a buddy system. Do you know what a buddy is? A friend, yeah. It's an American term. Hey, bud, buddy, my friend, my pal. Work together as a team. You know, after your lecture, combine, look at your notes together, you know, share information. It doesn't just have to be with other international students. Try and develop a buddy system with, you know, British students, if there are British students in your class. They'll appreciate it as much as you. Okay? And this buddy system will help you to fill gaps in your knowledge. What did you miss in the lecture? Either because you didn't understand the language or because you kind of fell asleep, like one or two people are right now. You hear me? As I said, don't forget to make full use of study guides and advisors. It's your right as a student. And also, of course, IESP. Now I'm going to talk in a fatherly way. I want you to be sensible. Because studying is an extremely important part of your life, but good health is also an extremely important part of your life. If studying affects your health, you will not study well. Your studying will be impaired. If you don't take time to relax, if you don't take time to exercise, you will suffer the consequences, either now during your studies or in later life, because you're developing bad habits, which is very easy to continue into your career. Getting that very high mark is not worth a heart attack when you're 40. And also, you know, things like diet. Think about what you're eating. You know, they say that in order to improve your concentration, you should drink a lot of liquid, fluid, water in particular. Especially in these conditions, you know, where you have the fairly warm, airless rooms, maybe air conditioning going, you know. Make sure that you take on lots of fluid at regular intervals, not lots at one go. And I'm not talking about pints of beer here. I'm talking about pints of water, okay? So that, for example, is very simple advice, but it's good advice because it certainly helps your concentration. I found this in the afternoons, sometimes when I'm working in my office and I'm in front of a computer, my concentration starts to go. And what I try to do then is I go and get myself a glass of water and I sip it, drink it down. And I find that helps. It's not just good for your health, it's actually good for your concentration and it keeps you awake. And then I have this motto here, and I actually stick to this, I've got to say. I believe in working long hours, but I don't believe in working late hours. So what I'm saying is, I'm quite prepared to get up at 5:30 in the morning and work until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, but I'm not prepared to work until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You're never going to produce your best work like that. You're going to be exhausted. It's going to have a bad effect on your studies, and it's going to have a bad effect on your long-term health. I have a friend I won't tell you his name, who was doing a master's degree at the same time as I was here at Reading University some 25, 30 years ago. And he got into the habit of working right through the night in order to complete his thesis. And the way he did this to keep awake was to drink black coffee. And subsequently, he suffered from insomnia for the rest of his life. He has to take sleeping tablets every single night in order to get to sleep. And that's 30 years ago, and he's still, to this day, suffering the consequences. So don't get into that habit if you can. Just try to avoid it. I mean, he was only doing it for a few months. He became addicted to black coffee, and also he couldn't sleep. When the exams were finished, the dissertation was submitted, he'd passed, got his degree. What happened was he then tried to relax, and he couldn't sleep at night.